let's wrap up the sugya. Tonu chitim hog lo besolim. Halach is need a hodom in minataina. How do I know you need a hodom in minataina? Ki huza. Now, what does it mean, minatayin? Three separate possibilities. Maisa machayev, and what I call the tayin and the tefillah. That's one halacha. Halacha rabba of Nosson. Tano chitin v'holo b'solim. Potem in v'solim. There are a number of explanations for that. There's the Ramah, which is the easiest, quite plausible, and the Shach wants to tie in that almost everyone agrees with the Ramah. There's a long discussion about it. He doesn't, as he plows through Rishonim, pushing him into the Ramas. And that's based on an idea of the Padin Kameidim. Rashi and Kedushin learns who does Padin Kameidim from Kiyuza. So therefore, taking Rashi and putting it together, Ramah, when do you say Hodos Padin Kameidim Domi? Only when you say this Chiyuv Shuah. If Kiyuzeh, if Tonochitim Obasorim is not Moreh B'Mitzvos, so it's not Hodos Padin Kameidim Domi. That would be easy, 2 + 2 = 4. What does the Ramah say? Ramah bases himself on a Tosefta. Tosefta says, when do you say Hodos Padin Kameidim Domi? When you can't change your mind. When it's clear you can't say Meshat. If I say Atem Eidai, Sigmara, and Zebora. Or Bifnei Best. But the Tosefta says that only happens when it's in response to Taina Tviya. It's not in response to Taina Tviya. You don't say Hodos Padin. Pasha Tosefta is there is a Hodos Padin for Maiden Dummy. It's only you can afterwards you can reverse it. Same as Shata. It's another separate issue. But okay. Says the Ramah, Potem Mesorim is I do not apply the halacha of Hodos Padin Kameidim Dom. I say Meshata. Says the Ravid, what of his Mamid Devarov? He says, no, I insist this is what had happened, it's not Meshata. Second time around. So then you can't go back and claim Meshata. Then you say the Hodos Padin Kameidim Dom. Now, so that's one mahalach in Rabbi Rav Nosson. It's another mahalach. Take the extreme, mechila. Now take the way the Ramah understands the mechila. Is I will mochel on the Sa'orim. Okay, so therefore, and he says, therefore, I go up to you and say shitim, and you answer me sorum, even if though you know you owe me sorum, you don't have to give it to me. I was mochel on it already. So, it's a mechila gemura. So it's the Rambam. In whom, into which rishon does he want to push this? Certainly into the first, into the Rosh, into wants to push it into Sefer Trumas, and he wants to push it into Rashi and Tosis. The Rosh himself, when it comes to Mechila, it's a very funny halacha. Mechatesa should be mochel. You borrowed money. In fact, 3 months before, you broke the windows in my house. Okay, a separate for you. So it's only talking, so he limits Mechila to a very narrow area. We talked about the same then. On January 15th at 9 o'clock in the morning, it's happened. And you say, no, it wasn't Chita Musar in that. So you're talking about the same event. Then you didn't talk about that. That is one. So, but the Ramah is joined in this by the Tasma, by the Bach, by Lavush, in understanding the Rosh that way, understanding the group of Rishon. Shach says, the whole thing makes no sense. Why Mechatech is a Mechila? So, I've never understood how it makes sense, but I see some people smarter than me said it didn't make sense. So, I still keep trying to figure out why it makes sense. But then you're there. I cannot defend that position. Okay. Others say Hodor is about then. Okay. Now, the Hodor is about then that if I don't, it's as if I am Moda that you don't owe to me. Okay. Now, what is this Hodor is about then all about? Can I change my mind or I can't change my mind? I came into bed with a tefillah. Talk about a nitvas hodos about this, only response to a tefillah. But if I walked into bed and I said, he doesn't owe me any money, Pajatos after, you can change your mind. The Rambam on the one hand talks hodos about this. The other hand says Tvisa. So Tvisa means he changed his mind. So, one thing is clear from the Rambam. Whatever the philosophy is behind the Rambam of Nosa, myself, all I give, I do not, I'm not Mochel B'chov. There's no Hodos Baldin, there is no Chov. If it will be a full Hodos Baldin, there is no Chov. Chov would be gone. And Lechom Mechil Gdolim Ezu. Chov is still there. It's very clear. Chov is still there. Except, I can't tie it in Besdin. I can take the law into my own hands and grab it. The functional halacha is I lose my schus tefillah in Besdin. That's the functional halacha. The theory in back of the functional halacha, it could be Rambam says, hold up. And how the two connect. I'm not sure. Now, here we come to a sugya of applying in practice Rabbi Rav Nosson. So we have the following cases. Let's just give a few more hakdamos. Shortam is Meshalim, Chatzin Nezek, Migufo. That's it. The Pasuk like a Rekiv against a Yishma. also, we paskin, there's machlokas amaroyim, whether it's a knas or a mormon, we paskin like the amaroyim who say it's a knas. It's mishalim migufo. Chatzin nezik miguf. Mu'ud is mishalim nezik sholim and aliyah. All my problem. So now we have the following cases. Let's just read the Gemara and apply all of these principles. Now, before we get there, there's an important machlokas Rambam in life. Sets the stage. This is the Reb Chaim's husband, which, as I mentioned yesterday, you can see the Rambam. Reb Chaim's husband is in the Rambam. There you can see the Ramban's Pshat and Rashi. There. It begins with the Pasuk. Shor Tachashor. My Shor is Nogeach Yoshor. So we have it in front of me. What used to be a live Shor is now a dead Shor. The live Shor is worth, let's say, 10,000 shekel. Dead Shor is worth 1,000 shekel. So the Pasuk says you pay 9,000 shekel. Why? What do I owe back? I owe back the loss of money. I'm a mazik, lost money. Or not, but that's not what the Pasuk says. Pasuk says, shor tachar shor. I have to give him back what he used to have. What did he used to have? This live shor, but I can never give him back this live shor. It's never going to come back to life again. Finished. So I give him money as a replacement. The money is tachlife hashor. It's a substitute for hashor. And it's a different type of tefillah, and it's a different type of tashlum. I'm toveya the shor. You can't give it to me. So what happens? You give me the dead shor for 1,000 plus the 9,000, so I get back 10,000. Mace yellow, it's part of the Tashlumen. But it's the May Hadova, the May Nafgemine. The Halacha, there's no Shvua on a Varm Storm Karkot. Rambam says, I take a shovel, I go, I dig up your front lawn. And you tie it, you dug two holes in my front lawn. I say, I only dug one hole in front lawn. So what do you want? You want money. What's it going to cost you to repair the lawn? Rambam says, that's karka, there's no shvu motor mixing. Comes along the rabbi and says he doesn't understand. If you ask him to fill up the holes, and Hanami, that's karak. Fill up the holes, reseed the lawn, make sure I have a lawn back there. It's karak. But if you just say, give me money, that's money. What's my hope to Rambam and the Rav? Reb Chaim explained, according to the Rambam, there's only, I ask the shor, you can't give me back the shor. So the shor is, I give you back a substitute for the shor. And the money is a substitute for the shor. I ask you for karka, it's the may karka. The may karka is the karka. I'm asking, this is a substitute for karka. It's a whole different tashlumen. It's a din that's chal on the tashlumen. It's the may karka. Okay, now you have two shvarim chasing one shor. Two shvarim tamim, or two any shvarim, and they belong to two different people. So I go up to one and say, your shirt damaged. He says, no, his shirt damaged. The other one says, his shirt damaged. So I have a call for a call. And say, okay. What happens if Aiden say one of those two shvarim? So big deal. What's the halacha? Aiden say one of these two people owe him money. Okay. One of these two people owe money. Big deal. One of those two people owe money. Shnehem shel odom echad. They both belong to one person. So of course, you have to pay the minimum. Now, what is the nizik taina? Nizik taina is, and there are two different scenarios, three scenarios. If they both show moods, no. So what difference does it make? And I say, you, one of your two shore moods damaged, I don't know which one, no difference whatsoever. And if you say, you're one of my two shore moods damaged, no difference whatsoever. Who cares? It's Menalia. If I say, your mood damaged, and you say, your top damaged, so what happens? It's two against one. So let's understand how the Rabbah understood it, how the Rabbah understood it. What happens if I say God over cotton? The God all damaged, the cotton damaged. So the Rabbah says as follows. Here's where we get into the Metz and Mishon. When the Gemara says, Tanachitim Odu Abasorim, not talking about if I say Mu'a and you say Tam. If I say Mu'a and you say Tam, I'm saying you owe me 10,000 shekel in Aliyah. Okay. And you say, no. My Tam, I owe you, let's say the Tam is worth that. I owe you Chatzi Nezek, I owe you 5,000 shekel. Migufo of the Tam. Whereas when I asked you for 10,000 shekels from whatever property you had, and you're answering me, what, 5,000 from this piece of property? That is a simple case of motor b'mixus. The Gemara says it's tonochitim al basora. No, it's talking about girdle and cotton. What do I tine? I tine it 5,000 shekel of the gadol, and you say no, take 5,000 shekel of the cotton. The cotton happens to be worth entirely 3,000 shekels, so I end up losing. So what is it? It's tonuchitim over basava. Very simple, very, very simple. So, says the Ravid, would Tfisa work? If Mamid Dvarov, Tfisa works. But if he turns around and says, Meshata, I was just fooling around. The cotton didn't do any damage. I can do it. But if I'm Mamid Dvarov, I say, no, the cotton did it. So what do I admit to? I have a Hodos Baldin in Bevstin that my cotton is... goes to the nizik, so it can be tofas. Okay. Very, very simple case according to the Rambam. The Rambam happens to agree with that. Now, where do they disagree? Comes along the Rai then says, what happens if I have two tams and they damaged two of my animals? And I say, guttle, guttle, cotton, cotton. You say, no, guttle, cotton, cotton, guttle. Says the Rav, it's not Torah Chitam Hod Lavasar. Why not? I'm asking for a large amount in your guttle, and you give me a smaller amount in your guttle. I'm asking for a smaller amount in your cotton, and you give me a large amount in your cotton. There's no Torah Chitam Hod Lavasar. Rav says it is. Where are they coming from, and why do they have a disagreement? Very, very simple. According to the Ravid, every mazik, if you can't get the object back, you're only asking for money. You're asking for money. What am I asking for? I'm asking for the... You have two pieces of property. I'm asking for a certain amount of your guttle. I don't look at the story why it happened. I look what I'm asking for in Besson. What am I asking for in Besson? A certain amount of your guttle, and you're asking me a small amount of your guttle. Okay. What's that? It's called motive b'miktas. On the other hand, I go up to your cotton, I say, yes, I wanted a smaller amount from cotton. You say a bigger amount of cotton? What? I'm not going to disagree with you on it, but that's not what I'm asking for. But there's a motive that makes us on what? On because of the guttle. Rizin makes a lot of sense. The Gemara calls it Tono Chitam Olo Basoru. So how does that happen? There's no tonachit of a holo besorim here. Either a muad in tam or in gadol cotton, cotton gadol. There's no such thing. No, it says the rabbi. The Gemara is asking. The Gemara understood this, that the case of the Mishnah would also be true if there are two people in who own the nizik. Okay, that's what tonachit of a holo besorim. I come up to you. And I say, your gadol hit my gadol. And you answer, no, my gadol hit his gadol, but my cotton hit your gadol. So therefore, I'm asking you for part of your gadol. And you're answering, you get part of the cotton. Okay, that's chitam and sol. Ransom. The Ravid puts himself in a very forced situation in the Havanas HaGemara. The Gemara doesn't mention two people. The Gemara's kasha is coming from a place that it never says there's a kasha there. It's coming from totally out of left field. So, that's why, logically, within the Ravid's world, it makes a lot of sense. Textually, that's where the Rashba jumps on him. Textually, it just doesn't fit. Ram says, no. There's a difference if it's two against one or two against two. Rambam says like this. If has two cases, and it's how the Ravid interprets the Rambam. Now the Rambam has another thing in the back of his mind, and no one really knows where he picked this up from. That Nezikin, I can only have a tiny bury if I not only say I know, I'll say, and you know the truth also. Why that's true? Okay. For every ten achronim, we get 20 pshat. But that seems to be the only way. Rambam, Ata yodea bavad. So I come up to you and I say, I'm looking. The Dmei Nizik is in the man's in the gutter. And he says, no, the man is, he's in the gutter. So according to the Ravid's interpretation of the Rabbi, that's Chita Mitzora. But that's Chita Mitzora. But if I say no, Mu'ud, I want from you the Dmei HaNizik, and Dmei HaNizik, you owe me from all of your property. And you say no, the Dmei HaNizik, I owe you from this piece of property, and it's only half of what you want. Mu'ud b'mitzvos. Classic mode of mitzvahs. Wonderful. There, the Rambam and the Ravid have no disagreement. Comes along, the Rambam says, but what's the two against two? Whether it's Mu'ud Tam or whether it's Tam Tam makes no difference. It's Tanachita all over. Why? The answer is very simple. Let's say Tam Tam. According to the Ravid, I'm asking for money. I'm asking for part of your gadol. I'm asking for part of your cotton. What I'm asking for in your gadol, you're saying part of it. That's the mode of mitzvah, not Tanachita all over. But according to the Rambam, it's no. I'm not just asking in your gadol for money. I'm asking for Dmei HaGadol. And you go, not asking, you don't go by the form of payment. You go and say, what is my tain? And my tain is, I need Dmei HaGadol. How do I know my tain is the Dmei? Just like the Rambam says, in that digging holes in the ground. I'm asking for Dmei character, not just for money that you owe me. This is where the Rambam and the Ravid go against each other and Perikei Yepulthom and Nitnaloch HaBeis. So he says, I'm asking for the Dmei HaGadol. My time, yeah, you're going to pay me for the Dmei HaGadol from the Gadol that I'm asking you. But, and you say, what do you say? The Dmei HaGadol, you're going to have to get that from the cotton. Wait a second. So what am I asking for? I'm asking for the Dmei HaGadol. And the Dmei HaGadol does not exist within the Gadol, it exists within the cotton. Ram says, that is Tanachita all over. So, I'm asking for the Dmei HaKatan. And where am I asking for the Dmei HaKatan? In the cotton. You say no, it's from the Gadol. What about okay, that's very, very clear. And where is the underlying difference between the Rambam and the Ravid? What am I asking? I'm asking for money, or I'm asking for the Dmei HaGadol, or I'm asking for the Dmei HaKatan? Yes, Rabbi Baish.
Okay, what is it when I'm if we switched over to the handling and music, even the Rambam, it doesn't still.
What am I at? This Ta'anu Chitim v'Hodu Lo B'Sola. My Taina begins not. I'm at according to the Ravid. There's no Dmei HaGadol Dmei HaKatan. You owe me money. So what do you owe me? You owe me money, and I can collect it from the Gadol. I come to you and I say, you owe me a lot of money. You damaged two shvarim of mine. And one is collectible from the gadol, one is collectible from the cotton. But you damaged my property. Now, and I'm asking you for a very large portion of your gadol. And you're answering me a very small portion of the gadol. So what am I asking for? I'm doing tovei money from your money, and I'm asking you, therefore, pay me from that gadol, because you owe me that gadol. I have a claim against that gadol.
They're both Dmei HaNizik.
What?
They're both Dmei HaNizik. The behind this side is that they're both
Dmei HaNizik. Yeah, well, according to the Ravid, it's that the fundamental difference between the Ravid and the Rambam is when you ask for money, it's just money. it's the history is weird why you owe me money. But in the taina itself, that's where they separate whether it's mekarka kekarka or not to mekarka kekarka. I'm not, according to the Rambam, asking for the mekarka. And therefore, it is no shvuah on it. Because the taina of karka or the mekarka is no shvuah. Says the Ravid, if you can restore the karka, you can ask for the karka. But the money is just money. The Rambam says in chavola, the money is money. It's, if I chop a person's finger off, chas v'shalom. If I chop a person's finger off, chas v'shalom, the money I owe him is not substitute for finger. Nothing substitutes for a finger. I owe him money. Torah says you got to pay. By she'enkin, if I, what is it, what by shor, what does it say? Shor, tacha shor. More than that, comes along the Ramban's Pshat and Rashi in Chumash and says, what does it say, v'hameis yelow? And how do I pay it? I use the mace and as part of my tashlum because I owe you the full value of that shor. So who keeps the mace? That becomes part of the tashlum. Says, and that's why the Gemara says, let's say I have a boar and your shor falls into my boar. So I say, listen, it used to be worth 10,000 shekel, now it's 1,000 shekel. But who has to, not only who pays for getting that shor out of the boar, who has to pick up the phone and call the shore removal company to get the shore out of the bore. It was just how much you lost. Okay, you have to take into account also the expense of getting the shore out of the bore. Okay. But if it's that part of the tashlum means I have to make sure it gets to him. So I have to get on the phone and I have to call up the company that's going to pull the shore out of the bore. I damage your car. So your car now is worth X and it used to be worth Y, okay? You can sell it off for some parts. Okay, but it's going to cost you to tow it to wherever it's going, wherever you're going to sell it, right? Who has to get in the phone call the tow truck? The Mazik. It's more than that, Aleph. Why? Because that's part of the Teshlum. You destroyed his car, you own my car. The car still has certain value. The tires may be worth something. Certain parts may be worth something. Someone will pay something for it. The scrap metal was worth something. Okay, fine. You pay the difference, but the smashed car is part of the payment. And because of that, who has to make sure that the smashed car gets to where it is? That's the Mazik. So it's part of the payment. So that's number one. And second of all, what does the Rambam say? It's not some money you owe. It's the make. In case of chavola, it's money. But here it's the main character. That's why there's no shvu on it. The Rambam says, no. How much? What's the difference in price? Difference in price. That's what you owe him. End story.
So we turn the tashlum into davka?
I don't want to put tashlum in davka. I'm putting something. I am asking you, it has to be mitoch hatviya. What am I asking you for? I am asking you for, replace, I am asking for the meya goro. Okay. How this fits in the Rambam, and remember, and this we'll get back to the Rambam, how he deals with, oh, with shav and davka, because it's all part of one big Havana the Rambam.
Rabbi, he's asking for
Demei
Shor
Gadol.
So he's saying
Demei Shor Gadol. He said, I say Demei Shor Gadol is in the Gadol, and you say, no, it's in the cotton.
Why is that not a
Mudim Mikzas? Because what I'm asking for, I'm not getting. You'll never give me what I'm asking for. You say, There is no Dmei Ashor HaGadol in the Gadol. The Dmei Ashor HaGadol is in the cotton.
So it's chitim.
Yes, Rabbi Shimon.
No, I'm just trying to understand. I'm not, unfortunately, I'm not as one of the Sugya, but they're not arguing on the sum owed. They're
all. But so this is because, we'll get to the sum in a sec. We'll get to the sum because, now, according to the Ravid, you owe me a certain amount of money collectible from different sources. So I come to you and I say, you damage my girdle, you damage my cotton. And in payment, you owe me part of your girdle and part of your cotton. And you say, Enechanam, I owe you part of the girdle and part of the cotton, and a lesser amount than you want. That's Motor B'Mixus. Straight up Motor B'Mixus. What? Has nothing to do, that has, according to the Rabbi, has nothing to do with Chitim and Sof. Nothing to do with Chitim and Sof. So why did the Gemara say that? The Gemara doesn't say, if you read the Gemara, it does say. It says, the Gemara is referring to a different case when the two Nizokin belong to two separate people. So, I'm the Bala Gadol. I come, and I say, your Gadol killed my Shor. And you say, no. His cotton killed your girdle. Well, so you deny that you owe me anything. The bale of cotton comes, and to whoever he says, and he comes. So the bale of cotton comes and says, your girdle killed my. She says, so two separate people, two separate tainas. So then it's chitim and sora.
Ready?
Yes.
Hagan the Rambam by 2 by 1, 2 and 1, by Godly and Chol.
The Rambam 2 and 1. In which case?
By Godly
and Chol. By Tam and Mu'ud.
Tam and Tam.
I go up to you and I say, you got all damaged. And you come and you say, no, my cotton damaged.
I can the Rambam have what?
Let's just be with the Rambam himself in such a case. Shnayim rov ma'achechot. No, shneim shalishecha chayav shalem miguf ha'pochol shebishneim. You pay the smallest amount. If both, okay. Just two against one, what's the halacha? Shnei shvarim harofim echad gadol v'echad katan. Hanizik omer gadol hizik v'amachlo katan hizik. So two against one, and one is a gadol and one is a katan. Well, one is a mu'ud, one is a tam. So the Rambam says, I was in Ishba. If it's a tainas bari, I was in Ishba, she was a Torah. Mashalim. Yeah.
By two mazikim and nizakim, why can't the Tovea say that...
The two mazikim belong to the same person and two nizokim belong to the same person.
So why?
Okay.
Why can't the...
And the two mazikim are tam and tam or tam and mu'ud?
Tam and tam.
Tam and tam.
So why can't the nizik say, manashach, your two shvarim need to replace my two shvarim? And so manashach, I need to replace my two shvarim with your two shvarim.
Because I'm asking for the megodol in the godol. I'm not asking because since Thomas Mishalim Gufo, the only recourse I have for the megodol is where I'm asking it from. So I'm asking you, I want my megodol. And where's my megodol? If not, if I'm asking for money, we can amalgamate it all together. But here I'm asking for my megodol. Where's my megodol supposed to be coming from? From your godol. And you say, no. The megodol comes from where? So what I'm asking you for, you're not saying I'm giving you part of it. If I'm asking for, and you say I'm getting part of it, that's a motor mix. But if what I'm asking for, you say you're not getting it all. But you know, but it's coming out of a cotton. So I said, what you're asking for, you're not going to get. You're never going to get what you're going to ask for. Let me go out of the guru. What if it's Mu'ud and Tam? Mu'ud and Tam is a little more subtle. I'm saying, I want them to make goro from all of your property. But I don't say that. I said, I'm not asking all of your property except one piece of property I'm not asking for. Which is what? The Tam. So that belongs to me for a different time. From my cotton. So I'm asking you for everything except from the Tam. Because I said, that belongs to somebody. That belongs to me for a different time. So the Megadol is going to be payable from all your property except what? The Tam. I want the Tam, but that's for the my cotton. Okay? So, and what do you answer? No. The Megadol you're going to get out of the cotton. Right? So, you're not admitting to part of what I'm asking for. What is the whole din of Moda B'Mitzvahs? From what I ask for, you say part. You're not saying part of what I ask for. If I'm asking money, okay. That is exactly where the Rambam and the Rishon separate yeah. completely.
So buy two in one.
But two in one.
And you have the two Tam.
So if I have Tam and Mu'ud, wait a second. If I have Tam and Mu'ud, so I include the Tam in my Tfiyah. So I said, from all of your property, I want what? I want the full Dmei Ashur. And you're saying you're only going to get part half of it from where? From some, a certain piece of my property.
I'm about Tam and Tam.
The Rambam never says it. So what does the Rambam interpret the Rambam because of that? You don't get anything. There's no Shua. So the Rambam should have said one case is Shua Daraisa and one case Tanachit No Avasorim. But he's busy telling you he's setting up the case of the Shua and then he's explaining why in the second case there is no Shua.
Ready?
That's the way the Rabbin understood the Rambam. Yes.
Ready? Is the chilek between Maz Chabala and regular Hezek is not connected to how Chabala is a Knas?
No, it has nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. Independent of it entirely. Nothing to do with Knas. The Rambam happens to be of the opinion that Hezek is Knas, but it's a funny type of Knas. It's a whole other issue. It has nothing to do with Nesek Iknas. It has to do with the fact that money can substitute. If I ask for property, money substitutes for property. But my goof, damage to my goof is not damage to my property. So therefore, money cannot substitute for something that is not damage to property. It's a whole different way of looking at it. You chop my finger off, it's not like my finger belongs to me. You damaged me in every different way, so you owe me money because you cut my finger off. That has nothing to do, and the money will never substitute for a finger. Property, one piece of property can substitute for a different piece of property. So that's why one, it's the make character. It's a substitute for the character. Okay, you chop two fingers off, you chop one finger off. Okay, we were in an automobile accident, and I lost two fingers. No, one finger, whatever. Someone else will result in that finger, whatever it was. So there I'm asking for money, and I answer money. Once you're asking for money, you answer money. So that's a motor b'mitzvah. In what you are asking, you get part of it. I owe you part of what you were asking for. That's what a motor b'mitzvah is.
Yeah.
Yes.
But just once we're saying this explanation, the Rambam, that because I'm asking you for all the Nechassim except for that time, which is four different things. Yeah. Why is that still tali upon this? The fact that the Rambam holds it to Dmei Nezek, even if we've been regular Dominus, then they're still.
What forced me into Dmei Nezek is Tam, is Machlok Rambam Raver about Tam Tam against Tam Tam. That's what forced me. But what happens when I get to Mu'at Tam? So then I had to pull out something extra. Okay? Understand what? Now, let's just take a look what the Rambam holds in general about Mordei B'Mitzvos, and then we'll get to the other Rishonim. The Rambam holds if in Shava and Davka. The whole machlokes of Rav and Shmuel in Shava and Davka, the Rambam holds only in Pikkudim. All Havah is the same. Wait till the Mishnah learns. All Havah is the same. Havah means everything is, there's objects and values. Money is important to me not as an object. We say money because it's a value. That's how I pay things, that's how I buy things, that's how I evaluate things. I don't care it's this 200 shekel note or that 200 shekel note. It's all the same. It's all interchangeable. Because I don't look at the object, I look at the value. Halva, Ram says, all halva is... because halva is value for value. Pikadon, in pikadon of money, is a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Do I look at it as an object or do I look at it as money? That's number one. That is how the Rambam interprets the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel Shav and Davka. On the other hand, the other Rambam says that if there is a Halvah, since all Halvah is value, and you come back and say, you know, you borrowed 20,000 shekel from me. And I said, no. And what do you owe me? The 20,000 shekel from all of your property. But everything's collectible for the 20,000 shekel you owe me. Not a specific piece of property. All of your property is liable. All of your property is liable for what? For 20,000 shekel you borrowed from. And you say, I didn't borrow anything, but I happened to smash your windows, so they're worth 1,000 shekel. So what am I asking for? I'm asking for anything of value. Your answer is that, yes, there's a lesser amount of, and this is Dmei the windows, okay? But what you're answering me is within what I'm asking for. So it's part of what I'm asking for. I ask you a very, very general thing, because value is value. That's the Rambam's whole Mahalach. In learning the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel about Shav and Daf, Shmuel says even if he got the money, I have to look at it in terms of value, and Rav says no. And we discussed how that entire thing works with Pikadon, because Rav's unique way of looking at Shav. No. Okay. So that's how the Rambam fits together. Now, against this, we have, obviously, a group we've shown him. The Rambam, we have the Rambam and the Ravid and the Mukhei Yosef are all coming from is one place. They're coming from that I look at what my taina is to you, and you're giving me back within my taina from you, part of my taina. Now, they happen to each one interpret taina maybe slightly differently. Obviously, Mukhei Yosef interprets it slightly differently than the Rambam. Okay, I thought we could finish everything today. I just want to make sure the Rambam arrived. Against that, with a totally different approach, is the Rashba. Rashba says, I don't look at my time. I look at what is the Maisa Machayev. What's the story? Where is it all coming from? And you have to admit to me part of the story. Now, and then if he gets into a problem, I said Yoshua did this, and Yoshua did this, the Rabbis don't care where it came from. They care, what am I asking for? Comes along the Rabbis and says, no, I look at the story. That's that is the major split. Now he's going against the Ravid and trying to show where the Ravid gets back into a corner, and when the Ravid gets back into the corner, he has to say two very unusual things. Number one, that when the Gemara asks from Tam Tam, Godel Cotton, and the Gemara and two against two, the Gemara is that according to the Ravid, not Chitam and Sorum. That is, but it's asking from a different case. It's not mentioned in the Gemara. That doesn't fit the Gemara. Number one, the Ravid gets himself backed into a corner where he has to conclude that Mod B'Knas Potter does not apply to the sheet to Chatzin Nezek Knas. Doesn't apply to Chatzin Nezek Knas, and every other Rishon says it does. The Ravid has a good logic, because here it's against the damage, it's an unusual knas, but whatever. But the Rashi is not willing to grant him either. So that's where the Rashi comes. Now, the other Rishonim who talked in terms of Mechila is strange, how does it apply to Chatzin Nezek Knas? Has it chatzin as a migufo? There's no mechila on objects. So, okay, we'll stop here. I hope to finish everything today. Tomorrow we'll finish just describing outside of the text the Rashba and the Mokei Yosef. And in my absence, you'll first get this down, and then the Gemara subsequent is very straightforward.